The study, conducted in 5 clinics in Maputo, Mozambique, with the prototype AlertQ, has shown the ability to detect HIV in infants as young as 1 month old in order to allow the immediate start of antiretroviral therapy. The study, which focused on point of care, training nurses in local clinics to administer the test, allows for non-laboratory personnel and improved screening and treatment. Tom Lindsay, Allure President of Commercial Operations in Africa, says the company developed the technology to administer the nucleic acid test at clinic level, which otherwise is complicated when using standard HIV testing.
The standard diagnostic technologies essentially are not reliable because you're not sure if you're picking up maternal antibody or picking up antibody in the child. So molecular technologies which actually identify the viral nucleic acid are needed.
Of the 827 samples tested on both the AlertQ and laboratory platform, 825 results were consistent. The majority of infants ranged from ages 1 to 2 months. Lindsay says the process of testing the infants was simple and yielded results within an hour.
We used nursing sisters, and they were in fact in a number of clinics in Maputo and Mozambique. So they would collect blood from the infants from what we call a heel prick or a heel stick. So they would do a small heel prick on the child. They would collect blood in a capillary. It's a very small quantity of blood. We need only 25 microliters, which essentially is one drop of blood. That drop of blood is then applied to a diagnostic cartridge called the Allure Detect, and then the cartridge essentially is inserted into the AlertQ analyzer, and then that is processed, giving a result within 60 minutes.
He adds that the immediate testing reduced the issue of lost time to follow up, where results failed to get back to the patient or to the mother of child after being lost in clinical systems.
By using these point-of-care technologies, we can deploy these now at the actual clinical site. Our clinicians are seeing mothers and infants and can then use those technologies to diagnose the infants while they're there with their mothers.
Allure points out that according to UNAIDS, 90% of HIV-infected children currently live in sub-Saharan Africa, and an estimated 90% of infections in children are acquired through mother-to-child transmission, or MTCT. Zimbabwe, like many other countries, has been working to curb MTCT and in 2013 launched a program, Families and Communities for Elimination of Pediatric HIV in Zimbabwe, or FACE. The effort by the Ministry of Health and a consortium of non-governmental health organizations and a grant of $60 million from the United States government is designed to reduce the rate of MTCT from 14% to less than 5% by 2015. Lindsay says in cases where mother-to-child transmission still occurs, AlertQ technologies can improve the outcome of infant patients.
We see that AlertQ can also provide similar value to the healthcare system in Zimbabwe, and we hope that by deployment and introduction of this technology, we can improve, as I say, patient outcomes, patient care, for detection of these HIV positive infants.
The AlertQ is currently pending World Health Organization approval, but Lindsay says the company is hoping to expand from infant testing to other forms of detection for not only HIV but other illnesses found throughout Africa.
We will also use the molecular platform in future for HIV diagnosis and for diagnosis of other infections such as hepatitis C. So we're very excited by the technology. It's a molecular platform. It has many applications.
AlertQ is set to start operating in Zimbabwe, South Africa, Malawi, Zambia, and 11 other African countries in the next 6 months. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.